Welcome back to Vocal Point. This is Jerry Newcomb, a pre-recorded segment. Right now we're going to talk to somebody down under. Actually, this is Lieutenant Peter Brookshaw, and he is going to explain why is it that people don't go to church? Why have people...
Jerry, thanks for having me on air today. I just wanted to share with you one of the things... One of the reasons people don't go to church nowadays, and I guess I'm talking about from an Australian context. I'm not sure if it's much different in the US, but definitely in Australia there's a sense of negativity towards the church, towards the established church. And a lot of people talk about it, don't like organised religion. And, I think maybe that's the perception people have built up over the years through the media, you know, what they see of church. In the media, I know in Australia, the media present Christianity in quite a negative light. And so people's perception of church or what the church is like is one that's quite pessimistic. And I believe the church needs to work hard to really connect with people in the community to present the idea that church is actually... a group of people who love God. It's not a bureaucracy. It's not organized religion. It's actually a relationship with Jesus. And, in Australia, and again, I'm not sure if it's the same in the US, but there's probably some similarities, is that in a sense, people are really disgusted or frustrated, I guess, by organized religion. They hear stories of people who have been ministers of the gospel, who have misrepresented Jesus, have misrepresented their faith or their denomination. And they hear stories of this in the media. And, their perception of what Christianity is really quite tainted, you know. And in a sense, we're challenged as Christians, as followers of Jesus, to actually go out into the world. This idea at times in the church... We talk about attracting people to our Sunday morning, and we can put on a great couple of hours on a Sunday morning. We can have a great time of worship and all of that, which is fine, and we can attract people to that. But we really need to be challenged by the words of Jesus about going out into the world, making disciples. And I think, Jerry, in the church, definitely in Australia, we need to be challenged to be living out our faith in the marketplace, so to speak, we need to be out there, out and about. We need to not just be assuming, especially in this day and age, that people are just going to rock up on a Sunday morning, because they're not. Not generally in Australia, because we're kind of moving to, what they would call kind of post-Christendom, moving past the established church, and they've got better things to do on the weekend. And I love this idea of the church just getting out into the community and, expressing their faith, their love for Jesus in their day-to-day lives, and connecting incarnationally, if you like, embodying the gospel, living out the gospel in their day-to-day lives, in their marketplace, in their workplaces, at their schools, universities, that sort of thing. And... I wrote an article at peopleshaw.com about 10 reasons why people don't go to church, and that was one of them, that negativity towards the church, that organised religion. And I guess there's many other reasons, people don't go to church, and in fact, it's you sense there has been an issue over the years, is because people are actually searching over the internet on why people don't go to church. It's an indictment a little bit on the church, that they're not searching why people are going to church. they're kind of searching the internet to say, why are people not going to church? And, there's varied reasons. I believe that God is doing great things in the church, and God is doing great things amongst his people. And I believe that Satan will do all he can to kind of tear that down and taint the image of the church. But I love when the church is expressing their love for God in a way that is making the community around about them just kind of look in and go, what do you guys believe? I love what you guys are doing. I love the grace that you have. I love the service that you're doing in the community. I just want to be a part of your community of faith. I just want to be a part of your church. And I think we need to be challenged. I'll just say quickly that we need to be challenged to be a church, you know, in our local context, that is so attractive to the people around about us. You know, that people just want to be a part of it. You know, a church that is so loving. You know, a church that is so graceful. You know, a church that just is so accepting. Not compromising the message of Jesus, but it's just so accepting of people to be a part of their community, of all different cultures, even of all different philosophies and people who have, you know, varied beliefs on things of faith, that come and be a part of our community. We'll share what we believe in Jesus, you know, but you're welcome to be a part of our community. And in a sense, just quickly, it's that idea of people want to belong now before they believe. You know, that idea that in the old days it was, you used to have to believe before you belonged. And now it's really, we want people to belong, that down the track they might believe this message that we're on about, the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. You know, they might begin to believe that. And, you know, I just want to challenge us to be churches that are just so attracted to the people around about us in our community. And people just want to flock to church. They just want to be a part of our community because they love what they see around about us. Hey, thanks, Heath, for having us on the show today.
All right, thank you. That is Lieutenant Peter Brookshaw from Australia. We thank him so much for participating in this program. He wrote an internet article that has been circulating all around, and it's 10 Reasons People Don't Go to Church. Again, Lieutenant Peter Brookshaw of the Salvation Army from Australia on our program right here on Vocal Point.